Hey guys, my name is John, and you're listening to TCK Tales. For those of you who do not know, a TCK is a third culture kid. So that is someone who grew up in a culture that was distinct from their parents' culture. So as an example, for me, my parents were American, but I grew up in Nigeria, and therefore I created a third culture by blending the two. So these are missionary kids, military brats, embassy kids, mixed racial kids, international students who spent a large time in a different culture, anybody who's been influenced by a different culture. This podcast seeks to explore the highs and lows, the joys and the sorrows of what it's like to grow up in that weird semi-unknown space between two cultures. I first off just want to thank all of you guys for just being so great as listeners and loyal. I've been getting a lot of good feedback and responses from you guys, and so I just want to thank you guys for that and for listening as I'm kind of figuring out this whole adult thing and podcasting thing. I think I'm going to try and just do an episode every other week from now on until I hit 50 episodes. That's just going to be my goal, is to just go every other week from now until I hit 50 episodes or until I run out of content. Speaking of which, if you would like to be on an episode of TCK Tales, reach out to me. You can go to my website, tcktales.com, and from there you will go to the Share My Stories page and fill out that form. And I would love to get you on and let me know what you've been thinking of some of these episodes and what we're doing. Today I have a great interview with a person that I consider a friend, but I didn't get to know for very long. His name is Samuel Bowen, and he was a freshman at Moody my final semester, last semester before I graduated. And he was just a really great guy. MK from UAE and Egypt, who kind of bounced around the US after moving back. He moved back to the US shortly after I did, so we kind of had a similar story in that regard. But he today talks about his battles with depression and how being a TCK uniquely affected that experience. And so I really just want to share this story with you, and he just kind of closes it really, really well. So as we're moving through MK stories, back into MK stories, I just wanted to highlight this story for you guys as we go through on our way to 50 episodes. We are at 30 now, which is amazing. It's incredible to think that when I started this last year, I would be at 30 episodes now, but it's cool, and I'm excited about it. So yeah, here is Samuel with his TCK tale.
I was born in the United Arab Emirates, and we didn't stay there very long. We moved right after 9/11. We moved to Alaska for a year, then Texas for a year, and then over to Egypt. And Egypt was really where I began to really just start like remembering things as a kid. And so I really grew up over in Egypt. And the first question people ask usually is, did you see the pyramids? And my answer is yes. It's a big pile of rocks. It's not that interesting to a 5-year-old kid. But like, it's not much different than any other place, besides the fact that you wake up every morning to a call to prayer and people speak a language that you can't understand. And people drive like maniacs. And yeah. So being a missionary kid, I didn't really have very large like friend groups. And so I became very close to my family and my siblings. So my siblings and I, we started our own secret club. We called it the BKC. And we would spend time on our little own adventures on what we called the imagination station. And so that should explain a little bit of how close I am to my siblings. And besides that, we had very few, at least I had very few friends. In Egypt, the only other friends I had were just a couple boys of another missionary family. And we didn't see them often, at least not that I remember. And Then in 2008, my family decided we were going to move back to the States. And I was only 7 at the time. It felt very natural. I didn't have any regrets of moving from Egypt. It was very smooth. And all of a sudden, I was in Colorado. And I've been homeschooled for almost my entire life. I'm now in college. And so being homeschooled, I didn't really have much of like a social life. I didn't really know how to make friends. I didn't really know how to interact with people besides my family. And I was, I was saved when I was 4 years old. So I was always like a very like tidy and righteous little Christian boy. And so I knew what to do and how to do it. We always went to church. I always read my Bible. I would always pray. And I thought, yeah, this is pretty good. Why would I need friends? And it wouldn't be until 2016 when I really saw why I would really need friends. Going backwards to, I guess it would be 2010, May 4th. It was after Awana night. I had just come home. I just got my Excellence Award for finishing my second book in the Awana TNT program. And when I got home, my parents had to tell us that my great-grandma had died. And that was a very distinct moment in my memories from a day that had gone really well, almost perfect, to really terrible. And it was a couple months later when I just started feeling like I just want to give up on life. It ain't worth it anymore. And so it was bedtime. I was supposed to be in bed at least. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell my mom. She'll understand. And so I went to my mom, got in her lap, and I was like, Mom, I don't want to live anymore. And I distinctly remember that she responded with a very stern, "What?" My mom is the nicest mom in the world. She'll be the sweetest person. And I cannot remember another time when she was so firm in what she said to me. And I just began to tell her everything that I thought was wrong and why I didn't feel like it was worth it. And she just walked me through each little step of why these things happen and like things that she could stop or prevent, like my brother teasing me or stuff like that. She just put a stop to things that I thought were going wrong. And the very next day, I felt perfectly fine. And I thought, you know, that's that. And, well, for a good good year, I guess, it was pretty much all right. In 2011, that was the probably the most emotional pain I've gone through in my life so far. In the course of a year, I lost both my grandfathers, and my sister graduated high school, and I thought she was gonna be gone forever because she would be off to college. I spent my first few weeks away from home. I broke my collarbone, and there was a revolution in Egypt, where I grew up. And through all of that, I I just gave up on trying to fix my problems, and I just became very antisocial, and I became very introverted, and I just ran to video games and writing and music just to escape all my problems. And at the time, I thought I was just fine. I felt fine. And it wasn't until 2016, I met a youth pastor who just had a very strong passion for Jesus. And it just hit me, if I'm a Christian and he's a Christian, why do I not have what he has? And I had never turned my back on God. I had always loved God. But I was very comfortable where I was, and I didn't want to change. I even felt like God could wait because he loves me. He can wait on me. I could always come back to him when I had the time. And that meeting this youth pastor really just, it woke me up, and I began to see how terrible my habits were. And at the same time, my family had to move again. So my sisters went off to Alaska to be with my dad's family up there. And so it was me, my brother, and my parents in a tiny apartment. And for the first time in my life, I had to go to a public school. And the school was, it was sort of known as like a bad school. So that was a very dark time. And I struggled to get through it. And the only reason I did was just, I remembered just something that a person had shared at church camp, because a friend of theirs had committed suicide right before church camp. And I just remember thinking, I can't let it happen again. I can't let this person have two people die on them. And by the end of the school year, things had started to get better for me. I had started just being very grateful for everything that I had, from just like riding in the car and seeing a green light to being thankful that I was still with my parents. And then my dad got a job for Illinois, and it sounded like a really good job. And so my parents were gonna move, and my brother was off to college, and I didn't really have a place to go because I didn't know, well, we didn't know if there was a good high school where we were moving to. And so instead, I moved up to Alaska to be with my sisters and my grandma. And I went through a middle college program where I could take college classes and get high school and college credit. So here I am taking college work, which I've never done before, along with a bunch of responsibilities, because I'm pretty much the man of the house, and I'm no longer with my parents, and I still haven't dealt with all this emotional pain. And it just came to a point where I couldn't keep going the way I was headed. I had to make a change, and I didn't really know how. The only way I knew how was to just give up. And so a week before, well, the last week of October, I was just watching a TV show with my grandma, her favorite TV show, NCIS. And in the episode, I just heard a line that just, I could not get out of my head. The line was, "You're only as sick as your secrets." And up until this point, the only person who really knew like how much I was struggling with was my oldest sister, who at the time was also in a very emotional, almost like emotionally just terrible spot as well. And so on November 1st, it was youth group night, and I was just texting one of my friends from back home who were sort of dealing with what I was dealing with, just a lot of emotional stuff. And I remember all of a sudden it had gotten better for them, and I felt like maybe there was a way out of this dark place in my life. And so at youth group, I just shared in a prayer request that I was tempted to just give up on life. And so after that, my youth leaders took me aside. We talked, we prayed, and then we called up my grandma. We told her what's going on. And it felt like a burden had just been lifted off my back. I remember going home thinking, that was the stupidest thing I've ever done. Now my grandma knows. Now she's going to be worried. And I remember stepping up to the door, and it just felt like the closing of a book. It was like, something's going to change when I walk in. And when I got inside, my grandma just gave me a big hug. She gave me some ice cream. And then when everyone else had gone to bed, she stayed up a little later, and I just told her just what I hadn't let go before. And it didn't go away right away, but slowly and surely, I got better. And by the end of the semester, for the rest of the year even, I was the happiest I've ever been. And it continued over to pretty much the present day. And yeah, and so depression is something that's very serious and very, very painful. But it gets even worse when you're a missionary kid, because you feel like you don't have a home. You feel like you're something completely different than everyone else. You feel like there's no way people can relate because they don't know what it's like to have grown up in a different country. And they don't know what it's like where you don't really have that many friends because, well, no one's really like you. And yeah, you may not belong, but you still are worth it in the end. Jesus still died for you because he loves you. And it's getting to that point where you realize the people around you really do care about you. And you have to go from knowing it to believing it.
I think Samuel really summed up his story in the end of it with that final line of, you may feel like you're alone, but you're not alone. And that's partially why I started this podcast. That's why I do what I do. It's how I felt for a large majority of my life. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to the season finale of last season where I kind of share a little bit about my story. But for the longest time, I felt like I was alone. Like no one understood me, no one got me. And I still feel that way at times. I think TCKs have a unique relationship with mental health and with issues. Based on my experience, I feel like TCKs are both uniquely qualified and uniquely unqualified to deal with mental health and various issues. I found that TCKs are some of the most self-aware people on the planet, yet at the same time, least motivated to change. I know that's me. I'm fully aware of all of my issues and everything that I have going on, but I don't have the desire or the motivation to do anything about it. And that's hard. That's really hard. That's a really hard place to be in. And if you're struggling with something like depression and you just feel like you're alone or all your friends leave or you don't make any strong connections with anybody, that's even harder to live with. So if anything in Samuel's story really resonated with you, please reach out. You can find me on Facebook at tcktales@facebook.com. You can send me an email at tcktales@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, tcktales.com, and go to the Share Your Story. That's also the Contact Us form. So just let me know, and I would love to sit down and talk with you and engage with you and talk. If you would like to share your story on the podcast, please, please, please reach out and let me know, and we can set up a time to talk and to record. It's really not as scary as you might think. And your story is profoundly important, just like Samuel's story, just like Gavin's, just like Patrick's. All of these people's stories that have affected you are profoundly important and affect others as well. If you really have enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to it wherever you are listening. Please tell a friend about it and leave a review on your podcast app, but more specifically on Apple Podcasts, because Apple Podcasts kind of drives the bus with podcasts right now. But if you're on Overcast or if you're on Stitcher, please leave a review there, because that just really gets it in front of other people. And yeah, just remember what Samuel said. And yeah, I can't think of any better way to close this. I'm going to kind of ruin it by asking for money, but this podcast is an extension of the ministry that I'm trying to grow. At this point, it's the only ministerial thing that I have going for me right now. And I love being able to do that. And I love being able to put it out in the world for free and to help people hear this and understand it and pay attention to it. As a result of that, if you would like to financially support the podcast and therefore the ministry that I'm trying to do kind of on my own, you can do that via Anchor with a monthly donation. I would very much appreciate that, and I will try to publicly thank you and things, but also I've tried not to publicly, because you know God says all that stuff about doing your good deeds in secret and all that fun stuff. But yeah, thank you guys so much for the engagements that we've had and communication that we've had this week, and continue to let me know how this podcast impacted you and what it has done. Yeah, I'll see you guys again in 2 weeks with another fantastic TCK tale. TCK Tales is brought to you in partnership with MK2MK. MK2MK is a fantastic ministry. They are an extension of Crew. They're specifically targeting missionary kids. So basically, they are missionary kids ministering to missionary kids, thus the name MK2MK. They have a ton of fantastic resources, as well as trips, summer internships, projects, retreats, all of that. So check them out at their website, mk2mk.com. There's a link in my website. Check them out. They are an amazing ministry that have had a profound effect in my life.